So-called stop-and-go convenience stores sell snacks, cigarettes, and alcohol. But for decades in Philadelphia, neighbors have complained that customers buying booze often don't go far enough away from the store afterwards, instead choosing to drink in public. State lawmakers are trying to change that. But as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, a group of North Philly residents isn't waiting for a political solution before taking a stand.
It's just before 2 p.m., and about a dozen neighbors are waiting for the start of a pub crawl outside of a stone and brick church in the Sharswood section of North Philly. But there's no drinking on today's itinerary. Instead, the group wants to have a series of face-to-face conversations with the owners of several nearby stop-and-goes, businesses they think are driving down the quality of life in an already struggling neighborhood by skirting state law. Across the street from the church, a handful of older men are carousing by a car parked at the far end of an otherwise empty lot. Pastor William Brauner shakes his head. His back is turned to them, but he doesn't need to see the group to know what's happening. Public drinking is routine here.
My people try to come in or go out from church, and there's people harassing them because they're drunk or people laid out in front of the streets.
And people like Brauner point to the stop-and-goes as the source of the problem. At Penn Stake, the first stop on the pub crawl, two women stand behind a long counter shielded by plexiglass. On the back wall, a pair of refrigerated cases are packed with all kinds of beer and malt liquor. Nearby is a stove that doesn't look like it's getting much use. There's a separate seating area across from the counter, but it's behind a locked door. Stephanie Ridgway, one of the pub crawl's organizers, lets the employees know that's not okay.
If you're serving alcohol, you have to have seating. So we'd like to have a seat, we'd like to have a menu, and we'd like to order a beer. And if you don't have that, that's a violation.
The goal here isn't to shut down Penn Stake or any of the other stop-and-goes on the pub crawl. Ridgway and others want these businesses to be better neighbors. To her, that starts with them following the letter of their state-issued restaurant licenses and stronger enforcement if they don't. Ridgway says she understands the stop-and-go owners are trying to earn a living.
I understand that completely. But what we need is to have some humanity along with it, because money is not everything.
Stop-and-goes are overseen by the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. PLCB spokeswoman Elizabeth Brussell says these shops need seating for at least 30 people, and they have to sell food. That may seem obvious for a restaurant to sell something to eat, but Brussell says the bar is pretty low.
You know, a minimum offering of a hot dog per person or chips or some sort of minimal food like that has been proven to meet that requirement.
While all of this may seem nitpicky, Ridgway and Brauner say enforcing these details could help move more of the drinking inside the stop-and-goes and off the streets of their neighborhood. State lawmakers agree. Recently, the House overwhelmingly passed a bipartisan bill that would beef up the state liquor laws that apply to stop-and-goes. For example, it would require those with restaurant licenses to not only have seats for patrons, but seating that's always available, not behind locked doors or chairs stacked up in a corner. It would also step up enforcement of those rules. Bill Chow owns a stop-and-go in the city's West Oak Lane section. He's also a member of the Asian American Licensed Beverage Association of Philadelphia. He says there's only so much stop-and-go owners can do if their customers choose to drink their purchases outside the store in public.
I mean, you put the onus on us. I mean, somebody's going to get hurt. You know, we go outside, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to... You know, we ask them to leave and they don't want to leave. So are we supposed to fight them or something along that line?
When store owners call the police, Chow says customers loitering outside usually scatter but come back when they know the coast is clear. But Ridgway and her crew argue business owners could do more to make their stop-and-goes more neighborhood-friendly. At the second stop on their pub crawl, Ridgway tries to drive that point home to the store's co-owners.
If you were out on a day shopping and you wanted to stop and have a meal, would you come to this establishment? You wouldn't. This would be the last place that you would think to do business. And this is why it's important that we bring some light to all of the businesses on this block.
The bill cracking down on stop-and-goes still needs to clear the Senate. Backers hope to get it to Governor Tom Wolf's desk later this year. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.